This is the Global Edge Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network, also promoted in more than 200 countries on Global Edge. And I'm your host, Thomas Holt. We're with us Klaus Fornell. He's chairman of the CFI Group, as well as its founder, and also the founder of the American Customer Satisfaction Index. Welcome to the show, Klaus.
Thank you, Thomas. I'm glad to be here.
You've been doing research on customer satisfaction for at least a couple of decades, and one of the recent papers coming out, and I guess for full disclosure, I'm a co-author on it as well, but one of those recent papers really brings together a lot of the work that you've done for the last couple of decades, and I figured we would talk about that. So specifically, just to reiterate, you've been involved in customer satisfaction research for decades, literally, and recently you had an article accepted in the Journal of Marketing, the top journal in the field of marketing, that pretty clearly shows that stock returns on customer satisfaction do beat the market. And that's actually the title as well. Tell us the core takeaways from this article.
Well, I think, you know, they are pretty important. What we have found is something that is good for the economy, good for consumers, and good for investors. So here we have something where equity markets and consumer markets are actually aligned for positive effects of the economy as a whole and for many, many participants. Here's, I think, the key thing in terms of investments, and it's that companies that treat their customers well, that is, their customer satisfaction is high, are good investments. If you invest in companies in a portfolio of companies, I should say, with high customer satisfaction, chances are that you get a return that is much, much higher than market returns, whether you compare it to the S&P 500, the Dow, or NASDAQ. So in this particular article that comes out in Journal of Marketing in the fall, we show how I diversified stock portfolio, where the stocks are then picked based on the company's scores in the American Customer Satisfaction Index. We look at 15 years, starting in 2000, ending in 2014, and we find that the total returns on this portfolio were 518%. Now, this is a time period when the S&P was up only 31%. So many people are surprised at this. I mean, it's a very high return, and the return is pretty consistent across these years. In, I think it's 14 out of the 15 years, it actually beats the market. But it's not like mutual funds where you're up 50% one year or 25% one year and the rest of the years are mediocre. Here, it's doing well pretty much all the time.
And even in that one year, and I think you're correct about that, 14 out of the 15 years trading on satisfaction, as you call it, in that portfolio beat the market. But even in that one year, the market was up some really high percent, 30 or so percent, and the ACSI-based portfolio, I think, was up 20 or so. So it wasn't like it was performing poorly, I guess, if we tell that as well. That begs the question, or the storyline is at least, when something beats the market as much as trading on customer satisfaction really does, we often find skeptics. Are there common misunderstandings that lead to this skepticism of the power of customer satisfaction in affecting stock returns?
I'm not sure they're misunderstandings, but I think there is certainly an ignorance on the part of the market with respect to this particular phenomenon. So let me just mention a few things that companies benefit from having satisfied customers. First, and this is pretty obvious, I suppose, satisfied customers, they come back for more. That means market share protection. We also have an effect on price sensitivity. It goes down when customers are highly satisfied. The cost of marketing goes down. Selling costs go down. There are fewer complaints. There are lower warranty costs. In many cases also, there is less employee turnover, which is a costly thing for many, many companies. Now, add to that lower volatility in cash flows and thereby, of course, lower risk in these flows. All of these things add up, and they're very, very beneficial to a company that has satisfied and loyal customers. But of course, it only works in competitive markets. Now, fortunately, most of the markets in the United States are pretty competitive. In monopolies, obviously, you have the exact opposite situation. So I think that's the major reason for why, you know, people are finding this strange or they're skeptical about the results. But there is another major factor, too, and it's more complicated, I think, to explain. But let me give it a try anyway. You know, we know that there is a positive correlation between customer satisfaction and profits and revenue. And I suppose that's pretty obvious. The more satisfied the customer is, the more he or she comes back, buys more, and so forth and so on. Now, there's also a correlation between profits and stock price. All right, that's given. So especially if the profit is higher than the stock analysts expect. Now, one reason this is hard to understand, I think, for money analysts is that for the most part, there is no direct correlation between customer satisfaction and stock returns. There's no direct correlation. The effect is actually more indirect, and it goes back to what I just said. Customer satisfaction affects earnings, and positive earnings surprises in turn affect stock price. And that's how you get these returns.
Okay, I like one of the quotes you have that you came up with in this whole customer satisfaction arena. If we take for granted that customer satisfaction is at the forefront of what companies focus on, you stated that, quote, a healthy economy has satisfied consumers. A healthy company has satisfied customers, end quote. Explain that. That sounds great, but explain what you mean.
Not only is it great, it also is true. Okay. but let's start with the economy and just ask ourselves, what is the biggest factor in GDP? Well, it is consumer spending. It accounts for about 2/3 of the U.S. economy. So whenever we have weak spending, economic growth is almost always weak. And we've had that actually for the past 3 or 4 years now. Now, we also know the following, that satisfied customers in the aggregate lead to an upward shift in the demand curve. So in the aggregate, it's very simple. Satisfied customers tend to spend more, and consumer spending is a huge part of economic growth. So the problem we had for several years is that both wage increases and customer satisfaction increases. We know that satisfied customers lead to an upward shift in the demand curve. And in the aggregate, this is pretty simple. Satisfied customers, or satisfied consumers in this case, tend to spend more. The problem we've had in the past several years now on the economy is that both wage increases and customer satisfaction increases have been weak, or in terms of customer satisfaction, non-existent. I mean, in fact, the ACSI has gone down in the past 2 years, and only now are we beginning to see an uptick. So that's on the macro side and why it's good for the economy. And I actually have written some articles on that as well. That's probably the more sort of, it's not unusual to do this analysis, but when you talk about macroeconomics, you rarely talk about customer satisfaction. You do talk about consumer utility, though, which is almost the same thing. With respect to the individual firm, I think it's much, much easier to understand what's going on. In most markets where consumers have choice, where there's competition, and where consumers are at least reasonably well informed about the choice alternatives, you're forced to have satisfied customers. Otherwise, you're not going to be competitive. And of course, the only exception to that is when the company has some sort of monopoly. Then it doesn't really matter if they satisfy their customers or not, at least not very much. I think that's why you can say a healthy economy has satisfied customers and a healthy company has satisfied customers.
I think that quote is fantastic. So we look for very satisfied customers. The paper is Stock Returns on Customer Satisfaction Do Beat the Market in the Journal of Marketing in September 2016. Klaus Fornell, chairman of CFI Group and founder of both the CFI Group and the American Customer Satisfaction Index. I'm Thomas Holt. You're listening to the Global Edge Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network, promoted in more than 200 countries on Global Edge.